Lord, come speak with us in the truth, and we will hear.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
One Sabbath day, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been possessed by spirit that left her enfeebled. She was bent double and quite unable to stand upright. When Jesus saw her, called her over and said, "Woman, you are rid of your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and at once she was straightened up, and she glorifies God. But a synagogue official was indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and he addressed the people present. "There are 6 days," he said, "when work is been done. Come and be healed on one of those days and not on Sabbath." But the Lord answered him, "Hypocrites," he said, "is there one of you who does not untie his ox or his donkey from the manger on the Sabbath and take it out of watering? And this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has held bound these 18 years, was it not right to untie her bonds on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his adversaries were covered with confusion, and all the people were overjoyed at all the wonders he worked. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last June, I was accompanying together with 18 priests to Rome to celebrate the end year of the priests. So we, after the mass over there, and we went all together to Lourdes. And you know, in Lourdes, there's a chance that you can take a bath, you know, for the holy water. So by that time, I was in back pain. So I tried to ask a special grace if I come out from the water being healed. But as you know, I didn't have the grace to get healed. But I have the sense, when I get out of the water, I remember one of the words of St. Paul. You know, St. Paul also asked that something wrong, and asked Jesus to take away. And Jesus said, "I won't take away your pain, but I give the strength to overcome this pain." So the strength, it doesn't mean the pain is going out, but you have the strength. So at times, Jesus worked differently. This gospel, you know, the woman get rid of his pain, her pain. But at times, we keep our pain. But if you have sufficient grace, so we believe always love of God, no matter healed or not healed, the same. Important, the spirit. When the good spirit, even sick, we are healed. If not, even we are healed, we are still sick with our soul. It's more important. So into this Mass, let us ask, you know, that our faith, trust in his love, and for your community, there always enter many more vocations to you to follow the footpath of your saint, your founder. And so they always give a kind of, you know, spirit of Marian spirit. It's very important. And I really appreciate. When I was in the seminary, I read the work of your founder, and very helpful. So we pray for one another, okay?